The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents The Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. Yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. Heck, I'm always working on my financial freedom, and it is my absolute privilege to be joining you today. Friends, it's another great day to be a real estate investor. Got an email over the weekend from a recent multifamily property that I engaged in and subscribed to that they had just closed on the property. So I'm a proud investor in another multifamily property just outside of Dallas-Fort Worth. I may need to have those leads on the show if they can squeeze me in. Those first 90 days are critical to take over on a multifamily investment. You got to get the new management team in place. You've got to get your CapEx plan, all the maintenance items that you're going to address laid out and what you're going to do to improve the property. You got to let the residents know, hey, there's a new management team in play. We are here to take care of you. Best product, best price. We are not slumlords. I guarantee every time you take over a new property, there's a ton of deferred maintenance because the previous owners are selling, so they're not taking care or addressing the issues. And so you probably have a ton of disgruntled residents. We need to get those maintenance items taken care of. We need to let those people know that we care about them and we're here to provide a clean, functional, great place to live. And you have a happy resident, you have a happy investment. So I know there's a lot of deferred maintenance that needs to be addressed, but those first 90 days are critical, right? You got to get in there and get the boots on and hit it running, right? Take care of those folks and just start turning that property. There's a reason we bought it, right? It's an opportunity to make something better and improve ourselves financially at the same time. But we do want to take care of those residents and let them know that we are here to serve them. So, yeah, I think I might reach out to those leads and see if they want to come on the show and maybe share what they're doing in those first 90 days. Well, the 2024 Wealth and Passive Income Expo is in the books. We just finished it off a couple of weeks ago. We had an amazing time. 2 days of the Multifamily Masters Tour. We did our standard tour on Thursday, and we had a bonus tour the day before on Wednesday. So if you go to the site and you're checking maybe when to see those dates are on next year's, on 2025, Wealth and Passive Income Expo, you'll also see that Masters Tour, and you may want to go ahead and save those dates. That's May 7th through May 12th, and sign up for that Masters Tour. And what's the Masters Tour, you may ask? Well, it's where we go and tour multifamily properties, right? We get to visit those. We take a bus tour. We see four different properties during the day, and we ask questions, and the lead investors there show us the property, and they show how they're improving the property, and they show how they're taking that investment, right, that we put our money into and making it a better investment. So yeah, you get to see it, you get to ask a lot of questions. Absolutely great time, very exciting. Friday and Saturday we had our education piece. We had 59 different classes, I believe. It's pretty incredible. But there's four different tracks of that education piece, right? The first track is multifamily owner track. So you can take classes specific to what you are doing or what you want to do in real estate investing, right? So if you want to be a multifamily owner, or you are a multifamily owner, also known as a syndicator or lead investor, yes, there's education for you. We're continuing on our education. There's the passive investor track, which I participated in. I am a passive investor in multifamily apartment communities all over the United States. There's the beginning investor track, and I'm always impressed with how many brand new real estate investors that come to our expo each and every year. So if you're a brand new If you're a beginner and new to real estate investing, we've got several classes for that. And then there's the single family investor track, which I'm also a part of. And that's when you own single family rental properties. And yes, we're continuing that education piece. So 59 different classes, and the more popular ones are offered a couple of different times. So if you miss one of those classes, let's say if it's offered Friday morning, there's something else you want to attend, a different class, and you can come back and maybe pick this one up at a different time, maybe Friday afternoon or Saturday, it'll be offered. So our more popular classes are offered at different times, so you can catch the class at your time schedule and see those. And another note, we do record a lot of these classes, and we'll upload those to our education portal. We've got an online education portal that you, as a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, can check out, right? Literally thousands upon thousands of hours of real estate education. So at your convenience, you can go on to the portal and view those classes and review those classes and learn a little bit more about real estate investing. And I'm continuing that education piece. But yes, our Wealth and Passive Income Expo is the real deal, my friends. This was our 10th year, and it is the largest real estate education and networking gathering of its kind in the United States. There's nothing else like it. And conveniently for me, if you're hearing me now, I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area here in Texas, but it's very convenient for me. It just happened to be held in Irving, Texas, which is a suburb of Dallas-Fort Worth there on the north side. It's just down from the airport. It was a short drive, although I did book a hotel room and I stayed there with the group because we are going late into the evening. We're meeting at the bar. We're visiting one another. We're meeting new people. We're having dinner together. Just an incredible, incredible time. We had people attend that expo from all over the United States. We have members in all 50 states. I met a lady from British Columbia, Canada. Met another gentleman from Perth, Australia. And yes, Adam Gordon, I'm talking to you. I will get out to Australia one day. I have a fascination to drive across the continent of Australia one day. And we've got some large groups of folks that attend from different states, Tennessee, Virginia, the Carolinas, Florida, Texas, Michigan. I'm always impressed with how large our Hawaii and California membership group is. I mean, a ton of people from both of those spots. Now, to put it mildly, I know that folks from Hawaii and California didn't come to Texas in the fall to enjoy the weather. They have the greatest weather on the planet. I've been to both Hawaii and California many times. It's incredible, but they came here to network and get that education piece. And you may be thinking, if you're hearing me now, you may say, well, Mike, homes are so expensive in Hawaii and California. How can anyone be a real estate investor in Hawaii and California? Well, maybe they own properties in Hawaii and California, but here's the truth. You can live where you want and you can invest where you want. It is that simple. Again, people invest all over the United States. Like I said, I'm an investor in five different states. Multifamily investing is easy to invest wherever you want to because you're really just a passive partner, right? You're part owner. There's a pool of us that get our money together. Maybe there's 25 in one deal, but there might be as many as 200 passive investors in another, a large apartment project where we need to have a large raise, right? Several million dollars to buy these multifamily properties that we buy, again, all over the United States. But investing where you want and living where you want is not just limited to multifamily properties. People own houses in other states. I met a couple from California. They're great. This was their first expo. I think the husband completed a triathlon the day before expo. Seriously. So they made plans to come to Texas and attend that triathlon and participate in that triathlon and then to come to our expo. But this couple owns rental properties, I think, in Kansas City and Tennessee, two different states, yet they live in Southern California. Friends, that is effective and professional real estate ownership. And I can hear your question. You're saying, how can you live in California and manage a rental property seven states away? It's simple. It starts with education that we provide here at Lifestyles Unlimited and a team. You cannot do this by yourself. You need to have a team in place. If you're buying properties in Tennessee and you live in California, you need a team in Tennessee. And what do I mean by that team? Well, you need people to help you find that property. You may have a management team in place, but you can manage it yourself. You need a GC, right? We're buying distressed properties that's going to go in and fix everything. And we can guide you on how to build that team. You're going to need insurance there in Tennessee on those properties, but we can teach you how to build that team. But we live in the age of the internet and the smartphone. There is a thing online called DocuSign. You can sign your documents online. Your smartphone has the ability to take a picture. If you have somebody and you're installing new countertops or new cabinets in the kitchen of your rental property, they need to send you a picture or a video showing you that they installed the new cabinets. And you can do that in a second. You can search real estate no matter where you live from any location in the United States. So you can find those properties. You can look at those properties. You can evaluate those properties all from your computer or your smartphone. So the tools we have, the technology today makes it very, very simple. Property search, purchase, managing, rehab, marketing, leasing. And again, a property manager, if you want somebody in that area to manage your property, there's property managers all over the country. Or you can manage yourself. So we'll take care of that education piece, and we will help you build the team. Live where you want, invest where you want. Now, you may also be saying, well, how much time does that take? When I had those 11 single-family properties at one time, literally, I spent no more than 2 hours a month doing so. It was very little time. And really, what I was doing was the paperwork, right? I was logging in that the mortgage was paid. I was logging in that the insurance was paid. I was checking the value of those properties. I had a spreadsheet. What is that property worth? I was checking my mortgage pay down, right? Each and every month, you're paying the mortgage, and that mortgage pay down is coming down. So I could track the equity in those properties. And it took me, again, no more than 2 hours a month, often less than 1 hour. Now, how much time do you spend as a multifamily investor, as a passive investor? Well, little to no time. The time is up front, evaluating the deal. Actually, the time is before that, when I'm networking and meeting these lead investors that are purchasing properties in different parts of the country, right? I want to get to know those folks. Is this somebody that has the skill set to go purchase a multifamily apartment community and put a business plan in place? So I spend that networking time. And then when the opportunity comes across, I'm going to review the business plan. I'm going to review the pro forma, right? What are we buying this property at? What are the plans to improve this property? How much CapEx is in this property? Is this property going to make a great investment? Is this property in an area that is economically viable to own and run a business? Is this property in an area that has, and I hate the word politics, but you need business-friendly politics. Where you invest, right? Are the people that are running that community, are they business friendly? Do they respect property rights? So you need to investigate that. So that's the time. And then I send my money, and then I'm a passive investor, and I spend no time really after that. More on the other side.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa appreciates having mentors who have her back.
Having the faith to move forward, and y'all have everything provided. I could call a mentor and say, hey, I don't know what to do. Someone is always there to guide you. I have backup.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join now for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. If you'd like to learn more about Lifestyles Unlimited and more about our strategies that we utilize when we invest in real estate, I invite you to attend our online workshop. And you can find that at freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. I'm talking about our recent Wealth and Passive Income Expo that we just had here in Irving, Texas. I met so many new people and made so many new friends. I'm always impressed with the new real estate investors that are taking their financial future into their own hands, that have basically woken up and realized how broken the conventional wisdom retirement plan in this country is. And they're saying, I'm not going to bury my head in the sand and ignore it. I'm not going to wake up at 65 or 70 and not be able to retire and do what I want, when I want, where I want, with whomever we want. That's the promise, right? But people are waking up and realizing that the plan is broken. So I'm always impressed with new real estate investors that are, hey, come on in. The water is great. We're happy to have you. And yes, let's take control of our financial destiny. Now, one of the classes I took at Expo was a tax class for passive multifamily investors. And it was, quite frankly, I'll just go ahead and say it. It might be the most impressive class that I've ever taken as a real estate investor. And yes, I'm continuing my education. But the theme of the class really is that passive income losses offset passive income gains. Now, this is not for real estate professionals. That's a different classification according to the IRS. This is truly for passive investors. But let me give you an example. Let's say you've invested in 5 to 10 multifamily apartment communities. Again, live where you want, invest where you want, wherever in the United States. With that many investments, you're bound to have a sale of one or two of those properties each and every year. Now, when that property sells, it's going to trigger a financial gain, right? First world problems. And that's going to be taxed at the capital gains tax rate. So a property is going to sell. Let's say you invested $50,000. You're going to get your $50,000 back. And let's say you had 100% return. So you've made an additional $50,000 on that investment over however long, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, whatever, however long that property until it sells. Well, when that property sells, it's going to show a capital gain. Now, you also get a document on your IRS, and it's called a K-1. And the K-1 really will say, we paid you $5,000 in passive income this year, but we depreciated that property to the tune of $30,000. So on paper, it is a financial loss, right? It's a phantom loss, right? You're showing the government you depreciated the business by X amount, but you're only paid so much. And you can stack those losses up, right? If you can't take all those losses, they can compound and you can use those losses, right? Again, passive income losses are offset passive income gains. So let's take my single family properties. I sold a single family house in 2019. I sold another one in 2020. One in 21, another in 2022, and another in 2023. Five houses. Each of those houses, when I sold it, I had a $100,000+ gain, right? I made $100,000 on each of those. So I have this tax problem, right? Uncle Sam saying, you owe me capital gains taxes on those income gains that you have. Now, I have all these passive income losses because of my multifamily properties that I have. I'm offsetting those against the gains that I had when I sold those houses. 2 years, my tax rate was zero. 1 year, I got a little bit of money back, just a small amount, but it was nice. And 2 years, my income tax burden was in the single digits. So yes, I was using legally those income losses, right? Those passive income losses from my K-1 statements against the gains when I sold my house. How incredible is that, right? Normally you would pay 20%+. If you made $100,000 on that single family property, you'd pay over $20,000 in capital gains, or roughly around $20,000. I had these losses that stacked up against it, right? Those losses come from cost segregation. They come from bonus depreciation. It's a business, right? It's a real estate investment at the end of the day is considered a business by the IRS. So again, you have these phantom losses. They're on paper. But I didn't write the tax code. That's how the tax code works, my friends, as a real estate investor. All the rules are written in your favor, and these tax advantages are often overlooked. Think back to when Donald Trump was debating Hillary Clinton. If you'll remember, she comes out and she, you know, just with venom in her voice, and she's like, you paid zero taxes last year. And he just looks at her and he goes, because I'm smart. I'm playing by the same rules that you play by. I didn't write the tax code. That's how the rules are. Donald Trump is a real estate investor. Now, let's change gears, right? I just wanted to emphasize that the tax advantages, for no other reason, as a real estate investor, are all in your favor. As I was preparing for this show, I found an article, and it's disturbing, but it highlights every reason why we invest in real estate. And the title of the article, if you want to look it up, is, and this is, listen to this, "My dad sacrificed everything to retire early, only to die before he can enjoy it. I'll never recommend early retirement to anyone." What is problem number one? Saving, scrimping, deferring the joys of life, not being able to live in peace, always living in a worrisome and financial stress state, and then at some point in the future, deciding to retire and fit your retirement into a predetermined box. And I'll talk more about that here in a second. And then the second problem is running out of money before you die. People are living longer. And don't believe what they tell you. They always say, oh, when you're older, you'll need less money. Wrong. You're going to need a solution where your income grows annually. Life is going to be more expensive. And then the other issue that goes along with this, the other reality is, and it's a good reality, we're living longer than ever before, right? So we're going to need even more money in the future, right? Things are getting more expensive and we're living longer than ever before. But the historical model that people continue to follow day in and day out, the historical model is the failed model, right? Go to school, learn how to be a good worker, and then work and save. Let Wall Street be in charge of your financial future. Give them 40 to 50 years. Again, along the way, defer everything you really want to do and trade your time for money. And then magically, when you're 65, 70, 75, congratulations, you can now retire. And the methods that they're teaching people out there is to fit retirement into a predetermined box. I'll give you an example. Here's an example of a couple, and they're millionaires, okay? Congratulations, they have been able to save in their retirement funds $1.5 million, right? Many of you out there are going, wow, I'd love to have $1.5 million in retirement. Well, let's break it down. What is $1.5 million? That's $60,000 a year, right? You use the 4% rule. It's what they teach. You can take 4% of that $1.5 million and you can squeeze your retirement into that box. And let's say they have Social Security on top of it. Okay, we'll call that $2,000 if Social Security is still available in the future. Every model I see is that Social Security goes belly up in 15 years. So if we took that pre-tax $84,000 a year, and I bring the receipts, right? When I do this show, I'm going to give you an example. So we got $84,000 a year. Let's say this couple lives in California, right, where the weather is great. Total federal income tax is about $9,500. California state tax is another $3,800 on top of that. Social Security, right? You're still going to pay Social Security tax, $5,200. Medicare, another $1,200. So the millionaires can now squeeze a retirement into $62,000 a year. That's $5,000 per month. Let's say they retire right now, 2024. They're 65. $5,000 a month. $5,000 may sound like a lot. Let's break it down. It's going to go quickly. $2,000 for housing, right? You have to live somewhere. Maybe they're paying rent. Maybe they still have a mortgage. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Another $3,000. Okay, so you've already spent two of the five that month. You have $3,000 for utilities, insurance, car payments. Yes, your car is not going to last 30 years in retirement. You're going to have to buy a new car occasionally. Groceries, medical, entertainment, right? You've deferred everything your whole life. You're millionaires. You want some entertainment in your life. I get it. You're retired. What about travel, right? If the car's paid off, you're going to have to buy another car. Let's imagine they live to be 90 years old. 25 years from now, I want someone to tell me what's going to be cheaper 25 years from now. I'll even throw in, let's say their home is paid off. They're still going to have expenses, right? Every property needs insurance. It needs maintenance. You have to pay property tax. What happens when life gets in the way, right? Again, we've squeezed ourselves into this $5,000 box. Let's say there's a car wreck or the transmission goes out. There's $11,000. What if a hailstorm or some sort of storm damages their house? You may say, well, I have insurance. Well, you still have deductibles, right? We just blew our month out because we had to pay the deductible. How about a new air conditioner, right? And by the way, the new regulations take place. Air conditioners are going to go up January 1st. Things get more expensive. What if you have a child or family member that needs help? All of that will destroy your budget. What about this, right? Again, they put their financial future in Wall Street's hands. What happens if there's a stock market crash and you lose 30% of your net worth? What's that going to do to your predetermined retirement box? Oh, that never happens. The market never crashes. Of course it does. And they always call it a correction. That bugs the tar out of me. Correction implies that something was wrong to begin with, so we corrected it. But there's no money in that $5,000 box budget for that. No. Is there any doubt why people cannot retire in this country? Here's a disturbing fact. The largest group of people entering the workforce today are not young people. It's old people that retired already, and the cost of living has gone up, and they're having to go back to work. Now, in my example, these people are millionaires. Is the retirement plan like work for everybody like that? No, they're in the 1% club if they're able to get a $1.5 million in their retirement plan. Is it any surprise that 20% of 70-year-olds are still working, and that trend is increasing? So what is the solution, right? If the old retirement plan has failed, what is the solution? You must engage in a retirement built on passive income. That increases annually, where wealth grows annually. And what can do that for us? Real estate. It's the only vehicle I know of that will enable us to grow our income annually and our wealth annually. And we take real estate investment and we build a cash flow snowball. We take one single family property. There's $400 a month, and we put that in the cash flow snowball. Then we have two properties, and then three. That's $1,200 a month. Maybe we have 5 to 10 multifamily investments, and we continue to compound that, to grow it. And if you decide today to start a cash flow snowball, I'm going to tell you, your first 3 years are going to be excruciatingly slow, right? Unless you have a ton of money to start with. If you just start at the basic level, your first 3 years will be slow. Your next 3 years will be rather exciting. The snowball is beginning to take shape. If you give it 10 years, notice I'm not asking for 40 or 50 years. If you give 10 years as a real estate investor, that cash flow snowball will pretty much feed itself. And you can take the returns from that snowball and continue to reinvest lifelong and grow a real estate portfolio to where your income increases annually and your net worth increases annually. So you don't have to worry so much about outliving your bag of money in the conventional retirement plan. You don't have to worry so much about, oh my gosh, what if we live to be 100? No, I hope you live to be 100 and have a cash flow snowball built on a real estate cash flowing portfolio. So you chunk your way to financial freedom. The new modern method is buy your life back one piece at a time and understand that retirement is not an age or a bag of money. It's a financial condition, an absolute financial condition. So back to this article that I read, the one where the title was, "My Dad Sacrificed Everything to Retire Early, Only to Die Before He Can Enjoy It. I'll never recommend early retirement to anyone." And so I read the article, and the lady that wrote it, she says, "My dad lived a frugal lifestyle." I just want to say there's nothing wrong with that, but this guy was drastic. He had no real quality of life. He was absolutely committed to saving for retirement, right? He's using that conventional plan. And this guy sounds like a great guy. He was a good person. He was a great father. But I'll tell you, a Saturday, the lady writing the article, a typical Saturday for them when her and her sister would visit her father was to go visit Sam's and eat free samples. Really? That was the Saturday? That's how frugal he was. I'll even read from the article. She said, "My father had many penny-pinching ways. He price-shopped every purchase and always bought store-bought brands, which after decades in the food industry, he preached were the same quality and often made by the same manufacturers. He never bought a new car, only used, and he drove his cars until they no longer made financial sense. She goes on, she says his retirement budget was so tight that he couldn't afford anything new, so he's deferring his lifestyle the whole time. And this gentleman wouldn't even go out to eat with this lady and her siblings because, again, in her words, she said he was a monistic frugality prison, right? Almost religious-like. So his budget was so tight, he had no room for health insurance. What happened? I tell you, friends, life gets in the way. Unfortunately, this gentleman came down with cancer and he passed away. So he deferred his entire life and never got to live. What kind of life is that? What kind of life? In the wealthiest nation in the history of humankind, that's how this gentleman lived, because he was trying basically to build a retirement into a predetermined box. He had no time for peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. None. What a tragedy. What an absolute tragedy. But as I read the article, does the author come up with a solution of, no, he should have created passive income. He should have used his money and bought streams of income, invested in businesses like we do as multifamily investors. We're buying businesses and growing more and more income and more wealth each and every year. No, you know what her takeaway was? She said, I don't think anyone should ever fully stop working. That's what she learned. She didn't learn that her dad had no life trying to work in the conventional wisdom plan of retirement. She just says, we just should never stop working. Wrong. That's against everything we believe in. Friends, start today with small choices, compound them, and buy your life back. And I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.